Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with T, the show where we talk a Duff lesson a day in a minute or so your way. This is Reb T here. We're talking Brachos 25 at the top, talking about davening around foul, smelly things. Rav Yehuda said, in a case of uncertainty, let's see what happens here. If there is a doubt about the presence of excrement, it is forbidden to recite the Shema or Tefillah. If there is a doubt about the presence of urine, it is permitted. There are those who said that Rav Yehuda said, if there is a doubt about excrement in the house, it is permitted. If there's a doubt in the garbage heap, it is forbidden, because the garbage heap most certainly probably, not probably, but most certainly has something in it, probably excrement. If there is a doubt about urine, it is permitted even in the garbage heap. What we could learn from here, our lesson for today, is that when we're davening, when we're saying Shema, or when we're saying Tefillah, we're putting on Tefillah and putting on our talis, even if we have to daven in the home, or even if we have to daven at work, wherever we are, we should clear our minds and clear our spaces around us. We should make sure that we're in the frame of mind, the proper frame of mind, the proper frame of reference, and in the proper surrounding, that there is nothing around us, no smelling that's not good, or no anybody bothering us around us, or any craziness that we could see or hear around us when we're talking to Hashem, when we're davening to Hashem. Also, when we're learning to Hashem, we should try to keep our eyes and our ears and our mindset as best possible. Just as if there's excrement around us, it's not proper, so too our minds and our mindset and our surroundings should be as clean as possible, should be as proper as possible in order to be able to learn properly and to be able to study Hashem's Torah properly and to be able to keep our minds honed in and focus on what we're learning and focus on what we're doing. If we smell something or hear something or see something, we can't focus the proper way and make sure that we can only be attuned to what we're learning and what we're saying in order to be fully connected to Hashem as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 26 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.